Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Are you being affected by the coffee berry borer and coffee leaf rust diseases? If you've answered yes, then your worries might soon be over. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is teaming up with the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory and others to create a program aimed at assisting the country's coffee farmers whose crops have been affected by the outbreak of diseases. We look at that this morning. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Over the last 3 years, infestation of the coffee leaf rust has caused revenue loss of $10 million. It has also resulted in a 20% reduction in the island's coffee production, and farmers' efforts to prevent or treat the disease have for the most part proven unsuccessful. As a result, the Agriculture Ministry and the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory are teaming up on an initiative geared towards assisting farmers affected by the coffee leaf rust disease. Chief Executive Officer of the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory, Senator Norman Grant, explains.
It attacked the trees, the leaves are falling and the tree will die and you are missing 2 to 3 years of production. But with the help of the ministry, the coffee board and all the other stakeholders, we are certainly expecting to have a massive program in the upcoming year to see how we can support the farmers in a big way to eradicate this.
The Mavis Bank Coffee Factory has been helping farmers across the island to recover from the impact of the coffee leaf rust. So far, it has provided $20 million in funding to assist farmers in Portland, St. Thomas, and St. Andrew. Coffee farmers will also be benefiting from the issuing of fertilizers valued at $5 million.
We are going to be selecting those farmers very carefully because we know that without the plant nutrition, the trees will not bear. So we're going to be very deliberate as it relates to working with the coffee farmers in a very big way.
That was CEO of the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory, Senator Norman Grant.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
The proverb for this morning is, if you get spoonie, we drink soup. Translation, if you get a spoon, chances are you will drink soup. This means that people excel if they have the right tools and are given an opportunity. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other JIS-produced programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels and Producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.